It is good to be with all of you once again. And a happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there. It's a nice and rainy day for that. Spend some time at home, maybe. Anyhow, you know, the Trinity is something that we couldn't have known by our own human powers. Yes, we could have figured out that there was a God and that he created all things. And perhaps that he cared for us. But any more than that had to be shown to us by God himself. And we are incredibly blessed that he has in fact done so. Nevertheless, now that we know of the existence of the Trinity of God, that he is not simply one, but also in a way three, we can come to recognize this Trinity in many different ways in creation, perhaps most notably in the shamrock, as St. Patrick taught us, but in many other different ways in the processes of nature, and that once we know that there's a Trinity, we begin to see this one in three and three in one in all manner of different ways. But of course, there's more to the Trinity than simply the numbers three and one. There are also the many different kinds of relationships that we learn about. In fact, the persons of the Trinity don't have relations with one another. They are themselves relationships. And that fact teaches us a great deal. And what might we learn from it? Well, considering that in the book of Genesis, God says, "Let us create man in our image," teaches us that we might find something of the Trinity in ourselves. And of course, we see it in our will and in our intellect. We see it in our ability to know ourselves and to love ourselves. And we see it also in our relationships with one another. But there's one particular way that I want to reflect on today because of its connection to Father's Day. And while there are many other different kinds of lessons that we could learn from the Trinity, this one we'll look at today. And it's the fact that we learn from Jesus Christ and what he teaches us and what he said to us about the inner life of God, that there is a person of the Father, and that there is a person of the Son. And this has something to teach us about human fatherhood. Now, most people nowadays, I suspect, would tell us that the fact that we have a God the Father and God the Son, we talk in those terms, is simply our applying our knowledge of human relationships to God, our saying, well, there's this great mystery of God that we can't fully explain, but we're taking something in everyday human life, something that, granted, is profound, and we're using that to describe what we see about God. And a person might be forgiven for thinking that, but truly, the fact is quite the opposite. What we know from our faith is rather that human fatherhood is instead a faint reflection of the role that God the Father has. As St. Paul tells us, all fatherhood in heaven and on earth is named from God. And so it exists in him first. And wherever human fatherhood does not match up with what we know of God, it's because of some limitation on the part of human nature, or because of the marring of sin and selfishness. And so what all can we learn from this? First of all, we see the relationship between the Father and the Son. Jesus is constantly saying that he and the Father are one. He says that he has a message to preach, but it's nothing other than the message of the Father. He says in today's gospel that all that the Father has is mine, and that all that I have is the Father's. We see in this the way in which a father gives life to his children, not simply in a natural way, but also in a psychological and a spiritual way. A father gives the encouragement and the affirmation that a child needs. And a child takes some degree of identity in his or her father, especially in ways that regard interaction with the outside world. And this is a beautiful thing, and things are so muddled up when it's not done right. But the Father, God the Father's example, is a great encouragement to us. Now, fathers also learn how to be spouses from God the Son, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to wed the human race to himself. And fathers also learn how to combine all things, their whole family, as one body, and also to be united to the community through the working of the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, in all these different relationships, there are things that women learn as well. There are things that children learn as well. But let's continue to focus on fathers. What else can we learn? Well, one point is that God is true and just. He is obedient. Well, God is not obedient exactly in the way that we would understand it, but he is reason itself, truth itself. And in our Lord Jesus Christ, we see that conformity, what is taught. And so a father is to be one who gives the principles for the family, who shows truth and justice and the way that this looks in the family and in the world. It is a great instruction for the bringing up of children in virtue. And because of this, a father must be, first of all, virtuous. But in this we see another principle. The Father is not God. And here we see a difference between a world that understands the Trinity and a world that does not. Because without the Trinity, human beings could kind of figure out that there was some sort of similarity between the relationship between God and humanity and between a father and his children. But without the understanding of the inner life of the Trinity, without understanding the relation of the Father and the Son, this is a tendency to become autocratic, domineering, what some people might call toxic masculinity. But truth be told, people use those terms in a way far beyond what is truly harmful. And I suspect they do so because they don't see what the Trinity can teach us about the true values of masculinity, which men can learn from the relationship between God and man and the relationship between the Father and the Son. And the thing that we must understand about this is that masculinity, properly speaking, is not something that a man can possess fully in himself on his own. It's rather a principle from above him. And if a man is not in accord with God's will, if a man does not practice virtue, if a man does not have self-control, his masculinity is a lie. It becomes distorted because of that separation from God. And all of his powers to be a good father and a good husband are damaged. But here we find hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we find hope in the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us into truth and virtue. By looking at the Trinity, by looking at the relationship between the Father and the Son, and by seeing the love and care that God has for mankind, we see the true and proper example for fatherhood and for all masculinity, rooted in truth and justice and self-control, and above all, in love. Praise be Jesus Christ.